100. Oh, KC and the Sunshine Band. All gonna get down tonight, baby. I like that. Hey, just gonna see, you know what else we got coming up this hour besides our X-rated film? We got the Insta Prince commercial right here. Oh, Lord. Yeah, you never heard anybody get excited over a commercial before, but we all sing along with that one. That's coming up in a few minutes, so get your cue cards ready. We're gonna do it.
Bus stop where day she's there, I sing.
U100, boy, that was my favorite thing ever done by the Hollies. That's called Bus Stop. 904, this is Jerry St. James. Once again, gives me great pride and a terrific amount of heartburn to present the Jerry St. James Orchestra and Chorus. You want to come in here? All right, we're going to do the Instaprint commercial, okay? My favorite sing-along commercial. Ready? Everybody out there in the radio can sing along, too. Ready? One, and two, and a...
Ta-da-da-da! Printing while you wait, the Instaprint. Instaprint.
Hey, you want to give your next printing job a fresh new look? Well, you can right now at Instaprints. Instaprints has a special purchase of premium papers. And for a limited time, while the supply lasts, you can use them for your printing needs at the same low prices you pay for Instaprints' regular papers. Now you can have your next bulletin, announcement, or letterhead printed on beautiful cocoa brown, laurel blue, artichoke green, or any of the beautiful color concepts in premium papers at Instaprints' low everyday prices. Where? Where else? But at Instaprint. That's where.
Now. Cash and carry, little printing, 11 days delay. So if you need to get it printed right away. See Instaprint, the Instaprint today.
Oh, Instaprint,
Instaprint, Instaprint,
Instaprint. Instaprint, Instaprint, da-da-da-dee-da-dee-da-da. What a great commercial. They should make a whole record out of that. I'd play it on this program, I tell you. Boy, you were singing your little nernies off in there, weren't you?
I loved it, yeah.
Yeah, you were really doing a number in there. I was proud of you, boy. That's the best commercial in the world.
I was doing a number all by myself. All right. Lonesome, you know.
No. Well, we're going to get some drapes for the room and that way you can do it. Are you in there?
I'm in here, yes. I'm ready.
All right, you ready to do the little nudge?
Time to be an authoritative voice.
All right, then. What's new?
It's 9:06, 68 now in the Twin Cities, 68 degrees. And like I was telling Jerry once when we were out getting drunk one day, I used to work at a pea vinery. I don't know why that figures into this, but corn canning has begun again at the Green Giant Campin Company plant down there in La Sueur, Minnesota. Some 350 seasonal employees returned to work yesterday, and believe me, it's work, after a two-week layoff which resulted when lack of rain kept the corn from getting its ears
out.
What
do they do? They can the corn in
the
sewer?
Can the corn, that's right, down there at La Sueur.
In the sewer?
In the sewer, yeah.
Okay.
La Sueur.
Oh, La Sueur.
La Sueur, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
U.S. District Judge Miles Lord has announced in Minneapolis he's not ruling out the possibility of resigning in 70 to seek Hubert Humphrey's seat.
Ooh.
If the senator is the Democratic Party's presidential choice. An 8-week strike of electrical workers down there at Cato Engineering Company has been settled. And let's see, what else is new? Richard Fonts. I think that's how you say Dick's name there. Research director of the Minneapolis Public Schools has been suspended without pay for 1 month and given a letter of reprimand for physically attacking a school board member last week. The suspension, which began Monday, was imposed by Interim Superintendent Donald Bevis. Bevis says he will ask the school board to approve the suspension at a meeting next week. Bevis says there's no question the attack on school board member John Mason on August 26th was one-sided. Bevis says the altercation took place in the main hall of school headquarters at 807 Northeast Broadway. Wish we had a blow-by-blow report there. The Soviet embassy still remaining mum on that fatal shooting of a passenger on a Russian jet bound for Moscow from New York. They say it's an accident, is all they'll say. The plane landed in London. British police say the killing is a diplomatic incident and are releasing practically nothing at all. School teachers from Long Island, New York, to Berkeley, California, on strike again today. The biggest walkout has occurred in Chicago now, but New York and Los Angeles teachers are threatening to strike later on this month. I can tell you so many things here this morning that you've never heard before. Such interesting things like, did you know it is safe to use another person's bar of soap?
No!
That's right, there's no danger in using a used bar of soap, according to the Journal of Public Health. This is very important in these recessionary times. According to the journal, recent studies were conducted to find what germs thrived on plain soap. Soap with no germicidal chemicals added, and studies showed that soap is a bacteriostatic, which means no germs can grow on soap. and that even immediate use of a bar of soap after someone else has dropped it will not result in secondary germs being passed on to you. Remember that in the showers, guys. Richard J. McDonald. You know who he is?
No.
He's the guy who started McDonald's hamburger restaurants. In 1948, he sold them for $2.7 million in 61, but he says he's not sorry. Even though the company sales are now nudging $2 billion a year, I haven't regretted selling out for a minute, the 66-year-old Mr. McDonald said in a rare interview. I got all the money I needed, and somebody else got the ulcers. McDonald, now retired, says he isn't even recognized when he goes in for a hamburger at the McDonald's in Bedford, New Hampshire, where he lives. I've never told them who I am, he said, because, besides, they probably wouldn't believe me anyhow. Ann Bounds of Yakima, Washington. In Believe It or Cram It, cut short a tennis match to give birth to her first child. Really, she was playing a doubles match and winning 5-0 when she felt her time nearing.
Oh, pain.
I want to know if it's serious. I don't want to forfeit the match, she told her doubles partner. A few minutes later, she was rushed to the hospital. She gave birth to a 5-pound, 15-ounce tennis ball. No, it was a girl. Hey, did you hear Schmitty, the janitor, was talking early this morning? He says his partner was out here last night cleaning up the office. And his partner really surprised Schmitty by saying, just look at this. An uncrumpled sheet of wastebasket paper, you know, he looked at it. He said, misspellings, erasures, smudges, skip spacing. Boy, one of your secretaries must really be built. You get it?
One of your...
You 100? Yeah. Typist. You know, really be built.
Yeah.
You 100 endless summer weather. Mostly clear. Through tomorrow. High today in the upper... You deserved that one, see? Low tonight around 50. High tomorrow in the mid-70s. It's 68 now. Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
I don't think I understand that.
Smudges and type... See, she sat too close to her typewriter.
Oh, I see. And she wasn't typing with only her fingers.
That's right.
That's good. I thought maybe you could draw a picture later or something. Interesting story about McDonald's. About McDonald's there. Fine people. Do you see outside? The McDonald's right down the road here is changing their sign to 19 billion sold. Can you believe that? 19 billion? That must be, I don't know, 10, 12 pounds of meat in there. Oh, my God. I'm just teasing, really. You 100 in war, and why can't we be friends? Ain't no reason at all. Well, it's 9:13 on the St. James radio program. Twin Cities Goes to Work show. How are you? Nice to... What now? Okay. What? What do you want?
She was wearing an off-the-shoulder mink T-shirt.
Yeah.
With rhinestone capris.
Yeah.
Ermine bobby socks. Uh-huh. And a lovely pair of glass sneakers.
Yeah, it's one of the girls out front. You can find her right around. Just go in there and she'll take care of you. Jeez. People coming in here all the time. Huh? 9:13. Rex, was Rex ready? Yeah. Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman, coming up right after America here.
Bring me back.
With America at 9:16 on the St. James radio program. Don't forget, next week we start school lunches right here. You should tell everybody to be listening to find out what's happening on the school lunches so you know whether to take your lunch to school or just go ahead and ride the bus. Speaking of which, so why don't we take a look here at the weather and what man can do it any better than the world's only singing weatherman, Mr. Rex King, is right here. Let's welcome him, Pooh! Is on a radio line. This year's Rex King, the world's only singer with a man. Coming in here as always on the Jerry St. James radio program, live and direct from Fridley to do the weather forecast for you. Speaking of which, I want to remind you, a couple of 3 weeks ago I was telling you, since I live in Fridley, don't you know, I was going to compose a ode to Fridley, because everybody's always making fun of it and everything, right? Well, it's going to happen this Friday. I ain't going to do the weather on this Friday. I'm instead going to be here with my ode to Fridley. All right, so you tell everybody to be listening. All right, there. All right, we're going to have an ode to Fridley right here on Friday. All right, let me get down to it here. Here's the U-100. I'm tuned up here. U-100 and the summer weather for Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities, and Fridley. I don't feel too good this morning. I just had myself a tuna fish sandwich. One of the girls here made it for me, don't you know, downstairs. I always get a little worried eating tuna fish because all the mercury, they say, is in there. This was a particularly bad one, I want to tell you. I was really worried about the... Let me put it to you this way. I won't say this had a lot of mercury in it, but it was the first time I ever ate a sandwich and took my temperature at the same time. It was a little weird. All right, here we go. Mostly clear. tomorrow with a high today in the upper 70s. I like eating, don't you know? I guess you do, too. My wife's a pretty good cook. Last night, she made us something new. It was dehydrated food, don't you know? It was the quick stuff. You just add water, and it just blows itself up into meatloafs or sweat socks or whatever you want to eat there, don't you know? Only problem was last night, she forgot to add the water. I can't believe that, but she did. It was all right, though. I mean, we ate it. Only problem was, last night I went out to close the door in the garage, got caught in a rainstorm, and gained 20 pounds right there in about... Oh, no! There's all the water, don't you see? Load of dying, around 50 degrees or so. My wife keeps a tidy house. I have to say that on the radio. She don't really, though. I mean, you ever see our house in Fridley? We just bought it, and I can't believe it. That woman's got to fix it up. Let me put it to you this way. Our house is the only one in the world ever fired on by welcome wagon.
You know, it's not a big
Load of night around 50 degrees and a high tomorrow in the mid-70s or so, and it don't look like it's going to rain, but it's cold outside now. It's cold. We got a small bedroom in our house. I think we're going to have to get it enlarged. Can't do anything in there. I have to go outside to change my mind. That's how small it is. That's small. It is 64 degrees, 63 out at the fairgrounds, although nobody ain't out there right now, 51 in Fridley. I got to get out of here and get some sleep, Jerry. Don't you see the bags under my eyes, don't you know? Last night about 1 o'clock in the morning, our doorbell rung, and I go to the door, and there's this cute little girl from down the street, our babysitter, about 19 years old, and she's all upset and everything about her boyfriend. She wanted to come in and talk to me. I couldn't turn her away, Jerry. I couldn't turn her away. So I had her in the house there with me, don't you know? We were sitting there at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm talking to this girl, got up out of bed and everything, but I couldn't turn her away. A couple hours later, 3 in the morning, I'm still sitting there on the sofa talking to this girl in my pajamas. What she was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know, but she was in them anyway. Why is that to be so cold outside here? Why?
You! What was that?
Where the instant rip is as close as your phone. Hang in there, because I got the goodie for you coming up in seconds. Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds on the Jerry St. James radio program. It's 9:22. Hi, you.
Right on. Super U presents HRA Pepsi Cola North America Nationals at Minnesota Dragways. Just north of Minneapolis, September 5th, 6th, and 7th. You'll see the awesome AA Fuelers, Pro Stockers, the Thundering Funny Cars, 500 cars, and superstars. Minnesota Dragway, just north of Minneapolis, 3 miles east of Anoka, Highway 242 in Coon Rapids. The U100 Pepsi Nationals, the race of a lifetime from endless summer. Super U.
Oh, gorgeous day on the outside. Just beautiful. About 65 or 66 bodacious degrees. This is Jerry St. James, live on the radio here. Well. If an instant rip prize will get you to smile and grab your phone and commence to dial in there, dummy, we'll take caller number, I don't know, how about caller number 12? Caller number 12 here at 452-3333 for an Hour of the Wolf LP by Steppenwolf. U100 at 928. This is Jerry St. James. I want to congratulate Chuck Pagel. Yes, Chuck Pagel of South St. Paul. I love bagels and cream cheese. They're probably the best things in the world. Oh, that's bagel. I'm sorry. All right, we have to take it easy. Wasn't that funny? Chuck is from South St. Paul. He just instant ripped me off for brand new Hour of the Wolf LP by Steppenwolf. All right, can you dig that?
Yeah.
I got another one between now and 10 o'clock. Yes, just for you. That's right, you. Uh-huh. So stand by the telephone and wait for your cue to call. In a minute, because you could win it. How's that? Gee, rhyming words just like in real rock radio. I'm so proud of myself.